we are brought to you tonight by Lavazzi International, the exclusive retailer of handcrafted ceramic sinks, combining a handmade manufacturing process with an industrial finish. If you're looking for something different, check out their tribal design, bike design, or maybe their puzzle design. Check them out, lavazzi.co.uk. That's lavazzi.co.uk. Now shipping to the United States of America and Canada. The promo code is FANGO, and you will go ahead and save yourself 25% off of any purchase. Now back to the show.
You like scary movies? What's your favorite scary movie?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are...
Coming at ya! Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. We're coming at you live and unedited for the mean street of San Mateo, California. Coming at you live and unedited, smack my picks up edition. Guys, Bellator 185 in UFC Poland. To meet our host, guys, because we're going to be together for quite some time. We have about 11 straight weeks that we're going to hang out together. So let's go, ladies first. Fighting out of North Carolina. Well, forgive me. See, I just ruined that one. Out of the blue, Duke's Blue Devil corner. Hit it.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else gets the hose.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite piece of music. Hey, everyone, what's going on? Yeah, we're going to be together for, what did you say, 11 weeks? Oh my gosh. I hope I don't get sick of y'all.
Well, you might get sick of someone that's fighting out of the Blue Devil Blue Corner. Forgive me. You know what? I actually gave you the wrong one. I'm actually talking about Mr. Cotta, fighting out of North Carolina, light blue corner, hit it!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
All right.
Hey, there's a light bulb hanging on a wire.
Proteus, give us the breaking news, by the way. Unfortunately, we changed up. Obviously, it's Halloween season. I love Halloween. Proteus is not a big fan of Halloween, but we did change up the intros just during the Halloween season. By the way, I got to give you this. Give us a little background on that song, Proteus, and what occurred.
Let's bring Marco in first, and then we can talk about it. Yeah, I mean, we got to get the star of the show in.
You got it. Let's do it. And he's going to like this, guys. So I always like to call Marco the Jason of the cast. Hit it!
Marco from Puerto Rico.
How do you like that producing, you guys? How about that?
I like
beautiful
that
stuff.
That's pretty good. Brother Malcolm, a twisted evil smile, but a smile nonetheless.
Proteus, give us the background of your song's choice of this week.
Yeah, unfortunately, we lost a Canadian legend up here today. I mentioned on this particular program probably, I don't know, six, eight, maybe a year ago, that the lead singer of the Tragically Hip, Gordon Downie, was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, and unfortunately, we lost him last night. I just wanted to send out a tribute to the man, the myth, the legend that is Gordon Downie. And, hopefully he's looking down from above on us now. And He'll be sorely missed, man. Sorely missed. Any Canadian fans will know what I'm talking about. Thank you, Tony, for giving me the ability to say that at the start of the show. Thanks.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. He's looking up from below.
Proteus, and give us a little background on that particular song.
Well, I mean, that particular song is about how New Orleans is below the water level, and basically they had the foresight before that it actually did begin to sink after the hurricane, that, you know, that was an issue, and that's what he's singing about, as far as I know. That's what he's singing about, and when New Orleans was underwater, they actually asked everybody to stop playing that song because, you know, to pay tribute to everybody that was having a hard time after the hurricane. So, yeah, it's a great tune. I always love singing along with it. It's one of my favorite songs to sing along to. If I was going to go to karaoke, that's the number one song to sing.
But before we start, guys, I got to send a shout-out to my lovely wife. She celebrated her birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. So I just got to call my six before she said, I don't remember. I mean, I've been telling her happy birthday since Saturday, so there you go.
Oh, there you go. See, you didn't forget. And of course, on that note, I want to make sure that we sing, of course, happy birthday to Mrs. Marco from Waco. Guys, on that same note that Proteus was bringing up, if you were doing karaoke, what would be your song choice? Let's go ladies first.
You know?
Oh, my God. It would probably be Salt and Pepper, something by Salt and Pepper.
Wow.
Shoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. That's what it would be.
Push it real good.
No,
mine would be Push It
Real Good. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Fuck that!
Oh, that's a fun one. No. But no.
Salt and pepper.
That's right. You could be my pepper. No, you could be the salt. I'll be the pepper and you be the salt.
Real good. Dun, 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 dun.
Not to sound racist or anything, but you're pretty white. You could be like that, that pink Himalayan salt. That's what you could be.
Real good. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. And pepper.
I think my song would be this one.
Real good. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Aaron. Proteus, what would be your, we know what your song choice, Marco.
Good.
What would be your song choice?
If I could, I will sing like a Pavarotti aria with the three tenors, man. I love the three tenors and opera. I wish I could have a voice like that, man. I sing the Carmina Burana or something like that. I'm weird like that. I love watching the three tenors sing back on their heyday. Placido Domingo, Jose Carrera, and Luciano Pavarotti. So I've been on a weird standard lately, yeah. There is this one kid that won the British Got Talent in 3 or 4 years ago. He was 17 at the time. His name is Jonathan Antoine. You check it up on YouTube, man. The kid is now 21. So fast, heavy set kid. But his voice is so powerful. You're like, how can he sing like that? You're calling him the Pavarotti of the UK right now. Really, really talented kid. So yeah, if I could sing like that, I will sing. Yeah, opera. I don't know. Don't ask me why. I was fascinated with it.
I actually used to date an opera singer.
Cool.
Yeah. Back in my younger days, I dated an opera singer. And what?
Was there a song that worked?
Oh no, it was that he was that. No, he was that. Well, he was in the opera Carmen, Bizet's Carmen, which if you know anything about opera, man, that's such a cool opera. It's beautiful music. It's a Spanish opera written in French. So
yes,
nice,
beautiful.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Championship.
See, we got class. Okay. Yeah, we're fucking classy.
All right, guys, let's get into it. Here we go. Okay. So, you know, we're
well, what's your song?
Classy.
Yeah, what's your song?
What's your song?
Oh, boy. It's probably a Star Spangled Banner, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I could sing anything that isn't...
Okay,
that
Whitney.
Doesn't have a lot of range I can sing. No, thank you, Proteus. No, thank you for saving me there. No, I actually... do you guys know that I was in a band? I was a drummer in a band. I actually did some lead vocals in really more of a new wave / alternative type. But yeah, that's so anything Depeche Mode.
What do you know?
That's fine.
Hey, what do you know?
So you're gonna sing us some Planet Claire?
My neck and my back.
She came from Planet Claire. I know she came from there.
Hey, Tony. Are you competing with
yes,
Shin from the Fighter and the Kid? Are you competing with Shin from the Fighter and the Kid?
No, he can sing. No,
he can really sing.
No. That's not even close.
This one time he's
I bet I can outdance him. I'll tell you who I want to compete with. I want to compete with MJ from Fighter and the Kid.
She's a cutie.
You want to see that. Dude. For those that don't know, you definitely want to see that. For sure. All right, guys. Let's get into it. Brodius, let's get into this. Ready? We start off with Bellator 185, guys. And I was telling Pam and Marco this. If you look at the Bellator card, guys, before it fell into injury, guys, there's no doubt about it. This was a much better card. A better card. Much better. Boy, that's bad English there. It certainly was a better card.
Gooder?
Than whatever UFC had, guys. Let's start off with the welterweight we go. Neiman Gracie will fight that Bucia. And we don't have the odds, unfortunately. Proteus might have the odds. I certainly don't have the odds. Proteus, do you have the odds on this?
No, sir.
All right, well, let's get into it. Pammy?
All righty.
Proteus, actually, what, Pammy, we will go to you. Will it be Neiman Gracie or will it be Zach Bucia?
Okay, you know what? You know, the thing about this is it's kind of hard finding information on this stuff. It's like going to the Vatican and going to the secret files just to find a reach on one of these bottles, locos. But you know what? I think with Gracie is... I think that a lot of people see Gracie and automatically think, okay, this guy's going to win. But I was looking at them, and I actually did some tried to do extensive research. But Zach, how do you say, is it Bucia or Bucia?
Bucia.
Anyway, whatever. Okay, Bucia. Okay, Neiman Gracie, 6-0, 28, still a very relatively young fighter. He's got 5 wins by submission, 1 win by decision, jiu-jitsu, duh, of course, and he's a grappler. But you look at Zach, what did you say, Bucia?
Bucia.
Okay, Crash. Zach Crash.
Bucia.
And his record, though, is, you know, 18-8. Okay, but you know what? This dude, he's coming off 3 straight wins. He's got 6 KOs, 9 submissions, and 3 decisions. Nine of those wins are first round wins. So, you know, although I think people are looking towards the Gracie because of the Gracie name, but I'm taking Zach Crash on this, and I'm gonna do submission. I'm gonna go a second round submission on this.
Wow, Pammy going with the unknown. Yeah, how about that? She's turning her back on the Gracies, and she's going with the +340 underdog in Zach the Crash Bucia. Proteus, we go to you. Will it be the man with one of the most famous names in MMA, Neiman Gracie, no relation to Royce or Renzo? I got crickets on that. Royce? No, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. All right, I got crickets on that one. So, Proteus, will it be Neiman Gracie or will it be, don't call me Hoist, Zach Bucia?
Well, Tony, you asked me earlier on if I had the odds, and I did not at the time, but I do have them now if you're interested in them.
Oh, please.
Okay, so we've got Zach Buccia at a +340, obviously being the underdog, I guess, and Neiman Gracie coming at us back at us at a -465, and that's from five dimes, everyone. Listen, I tend to agree with Pammy on this one, because really Gracie is an unknown. I mean, as popular as the name is, he's only 6-0 right now. The gentleman that he's fighting is 18-8, and oh, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm very skeptical nowadays. I think I'm going to agree with Pam, but I'm not going to take submission because I don't think that that's possible for Buccia to do. And of course, he was born in '84, so he's much younger than me. So Buccia by decision, please, Tony.
Wow. So
hey, can I throw something in real quick?
You go ahead, Penny.
Yeah, let me just real quick, I forgot to add, is that Buccia has never lost by submission either. So, you know, throw that in there too.
Indeed.
Ouch. Wow. So Pammy going with the underdog and Buccia. Proteus agreeing mm-hmm. with that, going with the no longer the voice of reason tonight. Proteus going with Zach Buccia. Maybe he is. Marco, I'm throwing to you because I know that you know the great Royce Gracie.
Yeah.
Voice.
All
right. So will it be Neiman Gracie or will it be Zach Buccia?
Okay, dude. This is a Bellator special. I know that they had tried to throw some prospects out there with some experienced guys, and the first time with like Pico didn't work out, but the second time worked out pretty well. And I mean, Scott Coker is trying to groom some talent, and then Neiman Gracie, you know, I mean, historically speaking, like the second and third generation of Gracie's come to fight, it hasn't been too good. Like Roger Gracie kind of sort of didn't pan out for MMA. And I don't remember this big kid. There's a whole bunch of Gracie's have tried, and they had kind of sort of shit the bed. This guy, Neiman, he's good. He's actually good. And he, like, oddly enough, he's not just a jiu-jitsu player. He got really good at striking. I'm going to ride with the favorite. The odds makers are usually right because they're not only betting the numbers, they're betting what they're seeing. They're really good at measuring the talent level. And this Zach Buccia, I don't know too much about it. I mean, 18-8 is not a record to laugh at, you know. But it has been mostly been on the regional scene. So who is he really fighting? If anything, Neiman Gracie got the Gracie pedigree, so you know his jiu-jitsu is high level and probably second to none. That is not Neiman Gracie. I'm going to ride with Neiman Gracie. The solo kick has never been submitted, that's probably right, but he probably does not got the ground skills that a Gracie had. And even if he doesn't get submitted, he's going to get dominated on the ground. I'm going to give Neiman a TKO win. I think he's going to use his jiu-jitsu to ground this guy and actually put some hair on him, you know, with ground and pound, and actually get a TKO on the second round. So I'm riding with Neiman Gracie, second round TKO due to ground and pound.
Wow. Marco, going with, forget the great Brazilian jiu-jitsu name and forget the fact that Eddie Gracie on the ground is just absolutely outstanding. He's going with Neiman Gracie to knock out Zach Buccia, who, as Pam says, has never been submitted. I'm actually going to stick with the Gracie family, guys, because if you look at Zach Buccia's background, he is also a decisionator, but mostly what he does is Brazilian jiu-jitsu, not much in terms of KO or TKOs. He does have a couple, but has also lost. He's also a much smaller man at 5'9 versus an alleged 6 feet. I'm going with the Gracie name, if nothing, just by name alone. So unlike Marco, I'm actually going to go with the Gracie decision. So I'm picking Neiman Gracie via decision. Marco choosing Neiman Gracie via TKO or KO, and Pam and Proteus riding with the maybe the known as opposed to the unknown, Zach Buccia. Guys, let's move up to the welterweight we go, guys, because it's, to the middleweight we go. And these are names that we know, and we know from really a lot of history, guys. Let's start off with Alexander Shlemenko, 33 years young, and certainly not the Shlemenko that we remember. That's for darn sure. I don't know if it's been injuries. I don't know if it's just a little bit of age. The alleged 33-year-old guy is 56-9-1. And talk about a name. Boy, the Storm certainly has a great name. He is, believe it or not, guys, on a 5-5 win streak. And expanding a little bit more on that, guys, he's 5-0-1 in his last 7. And he will fight the man who only likes to mow the grass on sunny days, Gegard Mousasi. Mousasi, of course, the legend in kickboxing, Muay Thai, and, of course, the Dreamcatcher, guys, 46-42, 6-2. Making, of course, his Bellator debut after really going on a tear before he left the UFC, guys. Beating Weidman, beating Uriah Hall, beating Belfort, beating Thiago Santos, beating Talis Latis. And if I go any with any more tees, I'll run out. So we will go to the one and only Marco. Marco, will it be the great Alexander the Storm Shlemenko, or will it be the Dreamcatcher Mousasi?
Yeah, first of all, I guess welcome Gegard Mousasi to Bellator. I am still not right with that decision. I think I should have said on the UFC he would be right on the picture for the title right now. But that's a story for another day. I mean, look, Shlemenko should be a welterweight, man. This guy doesn't cut any way to be a middleweight. You know, he walks around at 190 pounds. And Mousasi is a huge middleweight. He used to be the Strikeforce light heavyweight champion, for crying out loud. Everything indicates that Gegard Mousasi should have a field day with Shlemenko. Shlemenko is off the juice because, remember, he was caught. He tested positive for PEDs by the California Sedatine Commission. And what did Shlemenko do? He went on fought in Europe while he was serving a suspension in the United States. So for all intents and purposes, he shouldn't be 5-1. He should have kept his last loss against freaking Tito Ortiz and then sit down. But, you know, Europeans, man, especially Russians, do whatever the hell they want. And then the commission just forgives them. But, yeah, Mousasi is a superior striker, the superior grappler, the superior wrestler, the bigger, stronger guy. I think he's more technical. I mean, Shlemenko is dangerous on his feet, but he's not going to have the reach or the height or the weight advantage. And I think Mousasi, even if he got an average day, he should have deal with Shlemenko, no problem. It's a 3-round fight. And Shlemenko, if anything, is durable. So I think Mousasi is just going to freaking outpoint in a devastating fashion Shlemenko. He's going to really tour him. I wouldn't be surprised if he get a 10-8 card in one of the scorecards. So I take Mousasi in a very dominant unanimous decision, 30-26.
Oh, Marco going with a huge favorite, Proteus, at a minus 675. Mousasi, of course, over the underdog, plus 450 in Shlemenko. Pam, Proteus, I'm going in with you, Proteus. Is it going to be the Dreamcatcher, or is it going to be the Quiet Storm?
I have to agree with Marco with a lot of what he says about Mousasi. I think that Mousasi pretty much has the world at his hands right now, and he needs to win this fight. In order for him to move forward in Bellator and move forward in his, you know, kind of legacy, he needs to win this fight. He should win this fight. But again, we know who Shlemenko is. You know what I mean? He's a tough guy. I mean, look at the both of their records. I mean, Shlemenko has over 50 fights and Gegard has over 40 fights. So these guys are both really tough. I'm going to take Gegard Mousasi. Yeah, I know, right? I'm going to take
that's
Gegard. I'm going to take him. Yeah, that is a lot of damage. You're right. But Gegard, I haven't seen him take a lot of damage, so I still believe that he can take a few. Anyways, we're moving right along. Gegard Mousasi, I'm going to take him by second round. I don't know, TKO. I mean, it could go all three rounds, like Margo said. I wouldn't be surprised at all, but just to be different and stir the pot a bit or not have the same result, I'm going to take him by second round TKO, Gegard Mousasi. Thank you, Tony.
Well, Proteus going with the second round TKO, and I'm not sure I don't disagree with that. Pammy, I'm going to you because, and we'll talk about this.
I'm the voice of reason.
In terms, you might be the rough, actually, so far, both of them, I agree with both of them on this one. But Pammy, obviously there's a lot to say, and we'll talk about this later. We're not going to get into it now, but
okay.
Gegard, of course, could have definitely been, in terms of a better situation, possibly in the middleweight. But Pammy, we go to you. Will it be Gegard Mousasi not fighting Proteus' favorite? Or will it be the great Storm Shlemenko?
First of all, it's going to be Gegard Mousasi because he's hot. Okay. But now, getting into the schematics of things. You know, I was looking at Alexander Shlemenko, and he is coming off of five straight wins, but three of those wins are from the M1 Challenge, which is, I don't even know what the hell that is. So does that count or not? And, you know, you're looking at his record, and he's got that his last fight was the first round knockout, I think, 25 seconds of Brandon Halsey, which I went and did a little bit of research, but Brandon Halsey was also coming off two straight losses when he lost to Shlemenko. So again, you know, things to ponder, but oh, there's my music. But Gegard Mousasi, I mean, he's kickboxing, boxing, judo, black belt in judo. He's the former Netherlands amateur boxing champ. He's coming off of five straight wins. His last four wins have been by TKO, and his last four wins, first and second round. So I think, like you said before, I think he's just a little bit more polished, a little bit more technical. He's a big guy. He's got a 5-inch reach advantage. So like we've talked about, 5 inches, that's a lot of inches. That's, you know, damn, you know, that's a lot of inches. That's, you know, that's a lot of inches, you know. So you know, Gegard Mousasi, I was going to take him second round submission, but I think I want to go with something with knees. TKO by knees, vicious knees to the body.
I like to see that.
Wow, so Pam going with more of his Muay Thai / kickboxing with the heavy knees. So Pam going with, of course, Mousasi. Proteus going with Mousasi, Pam, of course, and Proteus choosing some TKO or KO of that fashion. Marco going via decision. I'm actually going to agree with Marco on this one. I think there's a lot to prove, and I think that it's really hard, guys. And Mousasi, unfortunately, has a lot of pressure on him. So I'm going to go with Marco on this one. I'm going to say it's going to go all three rounds. But, of course, I'm choosing the one and only Dreamcatcher, who likes to mow his grass only at night.
TKO by hotness. How about that? Is that a way?
Oh God!
You might have the wrong cast on this one. Yeah. Wrong tail of the tape on this one, Ken. All right, guys. Before we go any further, though, let's get into your Bellator Spotlight Fight of the Night. So, I'm going to throw to the voice of reason, Kratos, what is your Bellator Spotlight Fight of the Night?
Yeah, my spotlight is directly pointed on the Heather Hardy fight, Tony. I'm very interested to see what she can do in Bellator, and I'm glad they have given her someone that, you know, is around her skill set. In Christina Williams. I don't know anything about her. Of course, she has a 0-0-0 professional record. So, yes. There's no there. Yeah, right? Hashtag cue the music. So, that's my top right for the night for Bellator.
All right. So, Proteus, of course, choosing the beautiful Heather Hardy versus Christina Williams. And by the way, you guys want to see that weigh-in in Sweden. Good Lord. All right, we go to the one and only Marco. Marco, what is your spotlight Bellator fight of the night?
Since I really didn't care too much about this card except for the main event.
Ouch.
I didn't have a spotlight card for the night, but I like to have the Hardy fight because I think that the Hardy is going to be the future of women's MMA on Bellator. She's a outstanding boxer. I think she's going to tool this girl that they're sacrificing to her. That throwing her to the head of Hardy gods. So, yeah, that's going to be my spotlight for the night, too. There you go.
So Marco and Proteus both choosing Heather Hardy as their spotlight fight of the night. Heather Hardy, of course, renowned for her boxing. Pammy, I'm going to throw to you. What is your spotlight fight of the night since Brendan Ward is not fighting?
That just hurts my heart. So I had to go with Costello Van Steenis, the Spaniard.
Wow, Pammy going deep on this.
He's one to watch. In truth, besides, being, very, very good looking. He's got a really good record, 8-1. His eight fights have been won in the first or second round. The only decision he has been a loss. And he's fighting Steve Gerzerat. I don't know how to say his name, but do you know how long it took me to find how old this guy was? You would have thought that I was like looking up some, Dominican Republic guy that with a secret birth certificate, because I had to go like 10 different sites to find out how old this guy was. His opponent is 47. The Spaniard is 25, but he's just one to watch, great kickboxing. He's just a good fighter. And, he's one to watch. Still young at 25.
How old did you say the opponent was?
No, 47.
Okay.
Wow.
Much of this thing.
And, seriously, everywhere that I looked, it said DOB not available. I'm like, no, I'm going to find out how old this MF-er is. And I had to go to, I don't even know what source I went to that actually gave me his birth date. Then I had to do math because they wouldn't give me his age. And this dude is 47 years old. Got an 8-9 record, which is like, dude, why are you fighting? But all his wins have come in the first or second round also. That's not to say about his losses. But I've always liked the Spaniard, and it's just nice to see him. I always watch him fight. So that's what's up.
Who's going to fight this bitch?
I guess, Pammy. Good Lord. All right. Well,
right?
We're going into the into the archives.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Right?
Exactly. I'm going with Junkie Favorite. And, of course, as our very own Angelo Reyes would tell us, three-time women's flyweight champion. We go Anna Houlton, the boxing champ, will fight Lisa Blaine.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Exactly. I don't know anything else, but we're going to go with that. All right, guys, let's move up because we got a lot to cover and 11 weeks to do it. That's right. We go to the card in Poland, and we're going to have to cue the music, Proteus. I'm just getting you ready on this one. UFC Fight Night, Cerrone versus Darren Till, also known as UFC Fight Night 118. And this is definitely not a Joe Silva special. I'm not sure who has the advantage on this one, guys. It will be held, of course, on the same day, or actually the day after, October 21st, in Poland, pretty much the same day. Let's start off to the women's strawweight we go, Proteus. And this is, listen, I'm just going to be honest with you guys.
Oh, my God.
Proteus with the excellent production. She will fight the one and only Jodi Escoville. And listen, no knock on Jodi Escoville, which, of course, the one and only Marco and I were talking, significant other of Keith Jardine. So definitely no knock on her. But Jodi Escoville, guys, 31 years young, 5'1". And, of course, she is a true strawweight, 6-2. And let's be honest, she will be making her UFC debut after really spending most of her entire career at Invicta. And she will fight Proteus, the one and only KK, Karolina Kowalkiewicz. the Mac, the player from the Himalayas. 5'3", 32 years young, guys. 10-2, and of course, she was undefeated before losing to, no joke, Joanna Champion, and of course, Claudia Gadella. No shame in that game, guys. And boy, I'll tell you, nothing better than her leading up against the cage. That's for darn sure. We go to the beautiful Pam. Tammy, will it be Carolina Kovalkina, or will it be Jody Esquivel?
All right, y'all, put your lightsabers away because I'm going to be the voice of reason here.
All right.
You know what? Okay, Carolina is 32. What is, man? Anyway, I don't know. You know, her last five wins have been by decision. You know, she's coming up back-to-back losses. Her last KO was in 2012. And I'm just, you know, I mean, she's adorable. I love her little pedicures, and I think she's so sweet. But I don't know, man. I'm looking at Jody Esquivel, and you know what? I think she's going to be the upset. I'm taking her by decision. I think she just seems to be a better-rounded fighter, you know. They're kind of the same, you know, one TKO, five decisions versus seven decisions, no submissions, but she doesn't have as many fights. But she's been a pro boxer from 2005 to 2015, and she does have a boxing title. And I'm looking at Jody for the upset. You know, I'm just looking at her for the upset, even though we're in Carolina's home turf. I see upset, and I'm calling it Jody Esquivel by decision.
Wow, Pammy, really going with the I'm not joking, you guys.
Yeah.
This would be an incredible upset if that's no doubt about it, Joanna.
Shut your mouth.
Thank you. She told you to shut your mouth. We go to the one and only Proteus. Proteus, you've always been the voice of reason. Clearly, Pammy's going with Haterade, going with Jody Esquivel.
Does that make me the voice of unreason?
For this one, Pammy, unfortunately, yes. And you're choosing with the decision on this one?
Bam.
Madness. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Madness is right. Whoa, Pammy, still under the gay guard spell. Proteus, we go to you. Will it be Carolina, for sure, right? Will it be Carolina Kovalkiewicz? Well, actually, let me reverse this on you, Proteus. Will it be Jody Esquivel, or will it be?
Thank you for cueing the music for me, because I had it already ready as well. Yeah, no, I'm going to take KK. I'm going to take KK in this fight, just because she's cute as a button. She really is. And, she's not had a great couple of last, I don't know, man. We talk about when you are facing the best of the best consistently, which KK has done in the last three or four fights. I mean, Heather Jo Clark is no joke either, but I mean, in her last four fights, let's give her due, okay? she's fought the Thug Rose, which she actually won. Then that got her the title fight against JJ, the champy. And then, of course, she had that loss to Claudia, which I think maybe what she took too fast. I'm going to be honest with you guys, but I might be a KK apologist, to be honest with you.
No, I agree.
Because she's cute as a bun. And she's Polish, because I don't know why. I like Polish girls. I'm going to take KK. I think she's gonna be able to show out here and get a win that she needs against, an up-and-comer that's – I don't believe we have – Yeah, we don't. It's a newcomer to the UFC, but that's fine. I mean, you have to, with these divisions that we've just started are very, very thin right now. So you need to have your stars get good wins. And And to be honest, Tony, I think Carolina needs this win. She really needs to bounce back and look good here. This is an opportunity for her to do that. I think she will. I'm going to take her second round TKO yet again. Thank you, Tony.
Wow. So Proteus, of course, using his mind on this one, Pammy, definitely
yeah.
not anything else. This is a pick that's strictly cerebral. He's going with
the
best
little
legs. I mean, Carolina Cavalcades, I mean, the best legs in the I mean, Carolina Cavalcades, the one and only Marco, we go to you because we know you cannot be swayed. Will it be Carolina Cavalcades or will it be Jody Escobill?
Okay, so we got according to the UFC rankings, the third, number three contender on the strawweight division. A girl that actually put it on Joanna Jędrzejczyk on the first two rounds, as you remember.
Yes, she did.
She put a very big mouth in Joanna. And, I mean, she's a world champion, world Muay champion, too. It's not like she doesn't got like a hell of experience when it comes to striking. Too much too soon for Esquivel, man. I think this is a showcase fight for Carolina in her home turf in Poland. You know, they want to give the fans something to cheer for. Carolina, her two losses in MMA come to, you know, the champion, and at the time, the second best strawweight in the planet. You know, well, now there's a mantle that belongs to Jessica Andrade. But, Cole Kibbe should be able to handle this task. Well enough. I'm going to give Esquivel some props. You know, she's a tough girl. She was supposed to fight for the Invicta Strawweight Championship before she got the call from the UFC. So she's not a pushover. She's actually a talented girl. But like I said, a little too much too soon. She's in foreign territory, you know, all the pressure of the UFC debut. UFC jitters are for real. And she's facing probably the third best female on the division. So... just because of the fact that Cole Kibbe is not known as a finisher, and because Esquivel is very tough, I'm going to give Esquivel the respect of getting all the way to the fight and losing a very respectable unanimous decision. I'm going to give it 30-27 for Cole Kibbe, but on a very fun, interactive, and action-packed fight.
Well, so Marco going with Carolina Cavalcades in a very tough decision. Proteus actually thinking that it might be a finished second round TKO. Proteus, you know me. I won't be swayed, guys. I call it how I see it. And how I see it is Carolina Cavalcades has the best legs. I mean, she's a better fighter. So I am going, I really do think Carolina Cavalcades is a better fighter, guys. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Proteus is right. If you see who she's fought, guys, literally the top tier at the time. Right,
that
but
so
Rose Namajunas, who's fighting for the belt, Joanna Champion, who literally Jędrzejczyk is the best fighter on the planet in that weight class, Claudia Gadella, who at one point was the upper tier, and I think Marco's right, it's now Pam's favorite, the other Brazilian, Andrade. But there's no doubt about it, guys. I think Carolina Cavalcades is going to win. I think she's going to win. Unfortunately, Proteus, like she usually wins via decision. So even though I'd like for her to get a finish, I think it will be resounding. It won't be close. But I'm picking Carolina Cavalcades via decision. All right, guys.
Fuck that.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Nate. All right, guys. Let's go into this. Everybody knows that this has probably a better undercard than it has a main card, but we will go into spotlight fight of the night. And Proteus, I'm going to throw to you. What is your spotlight fight of the night?
Hey, what about
yes,
Cerrone Teal, man? What about Cerrone Teal?
See what I did? Yep. Proteus starts sending me photos of Carolina Cavalcades in a skirt. Uh-huh. I mean, in her press photos, and all of a sudden, all goes to crap. Oh, boy. We'll edit that, of course. Exactly. We'll make sure we edit that. Boy, that was what a dummy on that one. And I really am looking at photos of Carolina Cavalcades.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, let's check the reason why we're here in Poland
and it's not the beautiful Carolina Cole Cavis. It's Donald Cerrone. Episode. Insert left track there. Versus Darren Till. But let's be honest, guys. I'm not sure that this is a hands-down favorite for the one and only Cerrone. Darren Till, guys, no joke. He's 15-0-1. And for those that don't know, this guy's a heavy hitter, guys. He's only actually going into really his 5th UFC fight. Of course, unanimous decision, actually rather a KO in the second round. He drew, of course, to Dalby, a Rai decision, of course, Bojan Bekovic, a decision as well. But he's going up a lot in talent. There's no doubt about it. He will fight Donald Cerrone. And Donald Cerrone, say what you will, he's still top tier, guys. There's no doubt about it. He may never win a championship in the UFC, but he is top tier at this point. Cerrone, 32-9-1. And still, guys, take away his last two losses, and no shame in those games, guys. Masvidal and Lawler, and Lawler came and fought. Beat, of course, my boy Matt Brown brutally via head kick in the third round. Beat Rick Horsestory. Beat Patrick Cote, one of Proteus's favorite. And, of course, beat Alex, the other Cowboy Oliveira. We go to the one and only Marco. Marco, will it be the Cowboy or will it be the Till?
Oh, dude, I've been scratching my head on this fight because conventional wisdom says Cowboy Cerrone should win this fight. But I got the back gut feeling, you know, and not shame in losing to Masvidal and Robbie Lawler. I mean, I saw Cerrone won the Lawler fight, but I was a little biased.
Wow.
It was a very close fight. It was a very, very close fight. So there is no shame in losing to neither one, you know, the former champion and the number three contender. But Cerrone likes to fight way too often, and he's doing it again. I mean, he took a break after the Masvidal fight, and I thought that was good for him. But he took this fight in Poland. He said he didn't even know who Till was, and now he's already thinking about fighting at the end of the year on December 30th. So I don't know if he got his head screwed straight. I mean, Till is no joke. He's a dangerous guy. He got knockout power. The guy is a natural 170. He's huge for the weight class. Cerrone is a big lightweight and a natural welterweight. Don't get me wrong, but he is a huge welterweight, man. And I got a bad gut feeling that something is going to happen, man, that Cerrone is going to shit the bed. The way, yeah, he's been doing the media rounds, and he's unconfident, of course, because he's the Cowboy, Cowboy Cerrone. But all these freaking wars and all this activity, man, especially, I don't know, man. If he wins, he's going to go on another run, you know, because that's what Cowboy does. He wins this fight, he's probably going to win 4 or 5 straight and then shut the bed again. But something is telling me, something, oh my God, this is just a gut feeling. I think Till is going to surprise everybody and he's going to arrive. They gave this kid this opportunity for a reason, because I think Sean Shelby thinks highly of this kid. And if he wins in freaking beats Cowboy Cerrone, he, like the mafia, he's a made man. You know what I'm saying? The guy got personality, you know, he's British, he's from Liverpool. He speaks perfect Portuguese, and the guy's undefeated.
Does he?
He's undefeated for a reason. Huh? Yeah, he lived in Brazil for 3 years. He speaks straight Portuguese, dude. His child is from a Brazilian girlfriend. So, yeah.
Wow.
Darren Till is a... I've been doing my research on this kid. I've been keeping an eye on him for a while. But until it's no joke. And I think he's going to surprise everybody. I think he's a five-rounder. Don't say Till got the gas for a five-rounder, because we never seen her on a five-rounder. So the longer the fight goes, the better for Cowboy. But I think he's going to eclipse Cerrone, because, you know, Cerrone is famously a slow starter. One thing that Darren Till is now, he is a fast starter. So I think he's going to clip it late on the first or early on the second. And so he's going to TKO Cowboy Cerrone, and we're going to have a new start in the making. This is a lot of a gut feeling. I don't know why I think Cerrone is going to shut the bed. If he doesn't, I'll be happy. But my pick is for Darren Till with an early second round TKO.
Wow. So Marco, honestly, Proteus, I could be crazy, but he's rather
he's throwing me for a loop here, and I could be insane, but I think that's a tall task. I'm not joking. So Marco, of course, going with Darren Till. Pammy, you might be the voice of reason tonight, so I'm going with you. Will it be the Cowboy? Will it be Darren Till?
Okay, Darren Till, he's still very young. He's 24 years old, so he's still young. He's still learning versus Cowboy Cerrone. Keep in mind, Cowboy Cerrone, striking, submissions, Muay Thai. He's training with Joe Schilling, so you know he's doing kickboxing. But Cerrone, his bane, boxing, and this guy is a striker. He's a striker, Muay Thai, and Lucha Libre, which is, I looked that up, it's a mixture of wrestling and judo, striking with hands, feet, knees, and elbows. So, but he does have 9 KOs, but his last KO was in 2015. His last three fights, or, you know, two of them were decision wins, and one of them was a draw. Okay, so you got to kind of look at that. And I think the longest he's gone has been four rounds in 2015. So you got to, you know, question the cardio. He's a Muay Thai master. Is he, you know, I don't know. Does he have a belt? I don't know. I couldn't find anything on him. And he's a purple belt in Lucha Libre, which I don't know if that accounts for anything because I don't know. But, you know, the thing with Cerrone is he is slow to warm up. And he does have losses to RDA, Masvidal, and Lawler. His last decision win, though, was in 2015. He's been finishing up his fighters, so you can't count him out. And I'm taking Cerrone with the second round submission.
All right. So, boy, Pammy was starting to scare me. Pammy going finally, well, I can't say voice of reason, but Pammy actually going, definitely choosing what I think is a safer bet. And certainly it's a lot closer, Proteus, than I imagined. Cerrone, a minus 150 favorite versus Darren Till, a plus 130. So, as it's a lot closer than I thought. Pammy, of course, choosing second round TKO. Proteus, I'm going to go to you. You've always been the voice of
submission,
reason.
Submission. I said submission.
Pammy going with the sub. Proteus, I'm going to go to you. You've always been the voice of reason. Will it be Cowboy Cerrone? Will it be the young guy, Darren Till?
Yeah, I think the odds are reflecting exactly what I think everybody's thinking, that, you know, Darren Till, as Marco said, may be the up-and-coming new star. He may
a live
be
dog.
New.
It's a live
Thank
dog.
Thank you very much. Yep, exactly. He may be the new holder of the worst arm tattoo in the world. because,
ooh, for real? Oh, my God.
I believe I mentioned this back in the day on the show when we first saw the tattoo. And I said, ooh, you're just dating this girl. Maybe you shouldn't get her whole face tattooed on your body.
Oh,
okay,
you did say
so this
that.
Moves back to the fight. I did. Yeah,
that's his baby
right.
mama, by the way. That's his baby's mama. That girl, that
I mean,
girl
it's a it's not the worst of a tattoo we've seen of somebody's face on somebody's body, right, Marco?
Yeah, but that is, I mean, it's his baby's mama. Even though they're not together anymore, it's his baby's mama. It's kind of weird, man.
Yeah, it's very weird. Thank you very much.
Oh, his mom,
so,
the mom is
I mean,
a cartoon?
Thank you, Pam. I don't know if we can bet against Donald Cerrone here, DJ Tony, and thank you for giving out the odds. I appreciate that. I don't know, man. Donald Cerrone gets into this kind of mindset where he fights a lot and he's winning, and then he's like, I need another fight. I need another fight. I need another fight. I think this guy, unfortunately, just needs to take some time off. Every time we see him take some time off, he comes back even better than he was before.
Yep.
Now, obviously, everybody gets old at some point, DJ Tony. Man, I don't know if this is the guy that's going to beat Donald Cerrone. And if he is, I mean, Darren Till would be probably the a bigger star than Michael Bisping moving forward, because that's a monumental thing to do. If you can
have
Darren Till's unranked level at 15-0-1, if he can beat Donald Cerrone, who is ranked number 6 in the hashtag crappy UFC rating rankings, then he had 32-9 and won no contest, then he's definitely legit and for real. And we have been talking to DJ Tony, and I'm sorry to be long in the tooth on this explanation, but I think this is a good fight, and I think there's a lot of storylines that may come out of this. If Darren Till can, manage to beat Donald Cerrone, and like Marco said, beat him early as Donald Cerrone is warming up, then we have a new star on our hands. I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think that Darren Till is going to take an ass whooping from Donald Cerrone and learn a lesson. You know what I mean? Like, he's an up-and-coming guy, and he's going to learn that he needs to go back to the gym and fix some shit so he can be better. And Donald Cerrone, I think he's going to hurt him early. I think he's going to hurt him early in the second round. I keep taking TKOs in the second, but I think it's going to be a definite TKO in the second. Donald Cerrone is going to hurt him. Thank you.
I totally agree with you, Proteus, on this. The one thing, and Marco's been doing a lot of research, so has Pam, and I agree, guys, that Darren Till has a good maybe future ahead, but it's too much too soon, guys, and I don't think Cerrone at this stage of his career loses to this type of fighter yet. So I still think he has something left in the gas tank. I do think that Proteus is right. He needs to take some time off, but it's just not who he is. So he might find out, unfortunately, the hard way. It might be this event, guys, but I'm actually going with, I'm going with Pammy. I'm going with Proteus on this one. I'm going Cerrone. And I think Cerrone gets it done, guys, believe it or not, via head kick. So I'm going second round, TKO for Cerrone. Thank you.
That's all you get.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. Let's go. Finally, I'm going to get off the Carolina Kovalkiewicz photos, and we will go back to UFC Fight Night. Cerrone versus Till 118, guys. 118, 118. What is your spotlight fight of the night, Proteus? You've always been the voice of the reason.
If we're picking a fight that is not on the main card, Tony, I will make special mention to a fight that is on the main card.
You can't, Proteus. Yeah, you definitely can't pick someone that's on the main card only because we're only going with two fights this time.
Yeah. I'm just putting in a special shout out to a fight on the main card. That will not be my spotlight fight of the night, Tony.
Oh.
I'm just saying that the Błachowicz Clark fight might be a good one. And unfortunately, Jacare is not fighting on this card. But I'm going to give a shout out to Jacare.
Okay, Muttley.
I know. I'm going to give a quick shout out to the Lena Landsberg Aspen Ladd fight. I mean, this is we've been talking about Lena Landsberg for a while. When she came into the UFC, she lost to Chris Cyborg, of course, and then she dropped down, and now she's going against everybody's very interested. Let's put it this way. Everybody's very interested in Aspen Ladd, and I think that this is, of course, her first fight in the UFC, a very tough test. I think this is a very good fight in the 135 division for the women. I'm going to take this fight for my spotlight fight of the night. Tony, I love the women's fights because they fight so hard. Oh, I mean, maybe those are the worst words, but They're good fights.
I think you're hard.
Do you think I'm hard?
That's what I think.
All right.
Do you have a winner, Proteus? Since we're picking spotlight fights of the night and we do have a little bit of time, do you have a winner? Who are you choosing?
Oh, man. I mean, I think it's a very, very tough task for Aspen Ladd. I mean, Alina Landsberg is a very tough fighter, and I don't know if Aspen has fought anybody that has the pedigree of Alina Landsberg. I mean, she hasn't done much in the UFC, but I mean, she came from another sport. So I don't know, man. It's going to be very tough for Aspen to win this fight. I'm going to take. If she can do her wrestling game, man, if she can wrestle Alina Landsberg, which is probably something she can do, it's a very tough fight to call. But I mean, if I'm going to take Aspen Ladd, I just changed my pick on the fly there, talked myself out of Alina Landsberg being able to get her striking game on point. I'm take Aspen Ladd on this one. Maybe it goes two rounds and she wrestles her out.
So Proteus, of course, choosing Aspen Ladd on this one, and I don't disagree with him. We got a lot of fights, so let's go to the one and only Marco. Marco, what is your spotlight fight of the night?
Well, I am really looking forward to the Arton Lobat versus Andre Fili fight, Andre Tocci Fili. That's got to be a good fight, man. I mean, if anything, we have seen that Lobat, he's a zombie, dude. Like, the guy just goes forwards and he doesn't care if you hit him or don't hit him. He's just going to take one to give you one. So it's going to be an interesting fight. And a big shout-out to San Alvi, man. I forgot that San Alvi was on this card. He's fighting this guy, Ernest. I'm also looking forward for that fight, too, man. Smiling Sam can be really, really exciting at times, and Santos can be really boring. So it's give or take with him, but I always love his attitude. I love his attitude. He's always smiling. He's goofy. And he got a super hot wife, man, the winner of the American Top Model.
And let's not forget he's taking on a really tough weight cut on this fight. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, Tony. Sorry to interrupt.
Wow. Is he? Is he going? Proteus, is he fighting at a different?
Sorry, I read an article on MMA Junkie that said that he's got the toughest weight cut against this opponent that he ever had. So I apologize if I get it wrong.
Yeah, he's fighting
he
in middleweight.
And he took this on a week's notice. Yeah, to fight
on
a week's
normal.
Notice.
That's probably, because he's a middleweight. He's probably a little heavy. Well, whatever. I'm still looking forward for the fight, though.
And who do you have as a victor, Marco?
On the Lobat Philly fight, I got Lobat, and on the Alvi Ernest, I got Alvi.
Wow! All right, so Marco likes Lobov. I mean, you're right, Marco, that he doesn't. I mean, he's in every fight, but would we know who he is if it wasn't for the one and only? Pam's favorite,
McGregor?
Conor McGregor.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Exactly.
I'm just basing on what I know about the guy fighting. Mm-hmm. I seen the guy fight, and the guy, if anything, he got hard. And he's not a bad fighter, man. He's a really good striker. He packs some power. And like I said, he's like a zombie. He can take a punch to give you a punch. So, and Andre Fili, he's not really known as a striker. So that's what I'm giving Lobo at the edge.
Wow. All right. So, Pammy, we're going to you, Pammy. What do you have as your spot fight of the night?
Well, Marco took my fight because I'm all about touchy feely and Artem Lobov. But, you know, okay, for the Russian Hammer and being such a great striker, why does he, out of 28 fights, have only 4 KOs and 10 losses by decision? So, I'm not all about that. I'm still waiting for that. I look at his fight resume. It's like, really, who has he fought? His last KO was in 2015. His last first round finish was in 20. Andre Feely, shout out Team Alpha Male. You know, he's up and
on.
So
you're telling me there's a chance.
On, I mean,
yeah!
He's on. He's well-rounded. He's got those quirky, crazy moves. 8 knockouts, 3 submissions, 5 decisions. I'm going with Andre Feely. And I'm going to go, let's see, Andre Feely, touchy Feely. Let me see. Not submission. I'm going to do, I'm all about the kicks tonight. Kick to the head or something, some kind of body kick. TKO by kick. Some kind of kick.
Hey, God,
and we can't condone violence,
on.
So yeah, we can't condone violence. So savagery is the word.
I think you guys even are sleeping on the main fight in the UFC Fight Pass prelims. Hold on, this is all Fight Pass, but in the prelims, guys, I think you're sleeping on Marcin Held fighting Nasrat, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. But I will say this. Never mind. I messed that one up. But, right, Marco? Never mind.
Yeah,
right. Boy, the drops.
When it goes, Martin Hill is on the chopping block right now because he got 2 losses ever since he came from Bellator. And all his leg locks have not worked at the UFC level. So if he doesn't win this one, he might be back in Bellator again, dude. Or worse.
Oh, damn. All right. Or worse, he might be at Combate. Then Campbell McLaren says that Combate Americas is the number 2 promotion in the world.
Yeah, huh?
Thank
yeah.
you. All right, guys.
It also like Juliana Pena.
Hey, Juliana Pena is an expecting mother, so shout out to her. Thank you. Right? Mazel tov. Indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. My spotlight fight, of course, Marcin Held, and I think he will defeat Nasrat.
TJ, who's your mama?
Yeah, that's what I said. All right, guys.
Yeah, huh?
All right, well, the one and only goes. We'll be happy to hear Marco say it is what it is, because you know how much he loves that, guys. But you know what? I'm actually going to, before we go out, guys, I'm going to switch it quickly to throw a song, a surprise I had for Pam. Pam, we're not going to close out with Bye Bye Bye. We're closing out with this one. Anyone? Anyone? Anyone know this
what
song?
What is that?
It puts the lotion in the basket? Come on!
Oh my God!
I was just thinking about that.
Okay.
All right. Here
that's
we
so
go.
Funny when you asked me for my.
Go ahead, Pam. Close it
I got you. I said when you asked me for my favorite movie quote, I was going to say that, but I thought it was kind of raunchy.
Oh, Pammy, any best horror movie that you recommend this week? Pick a horror movie. Past or present, doesn't make a difference.
Oh my gosh, 30 Days of Night.
What is it?
30 Days of Night. It's about vampires.
Oh, well, 30 Days of Night. Proteus, I'm throwing to you, horror movie of the week. I like that one too.
Proteus.
All right, Marco. Horror movie of the week.
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. All right, and let's do this, guys. Proteus is frozen, and he doesn't mean the Madonna song. Let's do this. Of course, this Sunday, we will have, thanks to Pam. Pam, let's cut a promo right now. Hang on. Well, we'll cut it later. Pam, hit it. Who are we going to have this Sunday?
We are going to have the Vanilla Gorilla, Chase Sherman, this Sunday.
That's a good one. I like that.
Proteus, the person who may have one of the best, got a set of hair on him, is the UFC, Proteus.
He does have nice hair, doesn't he?
Well, thank you very much. I work on my... I don't watch horror movies.
So you all are way ahead of me on that one. Sorry about that. I'm going to take Blade One. Blade One was my favorite movie. Kind of got vampires in it. So there it is.
All right. Well, Marco, close out the show.
Okay, now to hit next pick for this week, I'm stuck on The Arrow, man. I've been watching all these superhero series on Netflix. The Arrow, you had to watch The Flash after that, and then Legends. I'm closer up with Supergirl. Don't know why. I'm going to watch them all. Follow Tony at IMDA Tony. Follow Produce at AppProduce. Follow Pan at Pandora Box. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the podcast at Another MMA Cast. Write on reviews on iTunes, Knucklehead. We need the reviews. Listen to us live on Blog Talk Radio. And on Friday, enjoy the Bellator fight. On Saturday afternoon, enjoy the UFC fight from Gadot, Poland. We gotta leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
Patty, who's on Sunday?
Try again, sorry.
She's gone. All right, Proteus, it's you and I. Let's get the heck out of here. Deuces.
The Vanilla Gorilla on Sunday. Tune in.
100%. Let's get out of here, Proteus. See ya. Chase Sherman, this Sunday. Out.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Fuck your bitch-ass belt, too.
Chuck away.